Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those old-school DNB details that can make a drop feel instantly more rewound, more alive, and way more dangerous in the best way. We're talking about a Swung Amen variation inside Ableton Live 12, using automation, micro-edits, and arrangement contrast to get that classic jungle push-pull energy, but in a modern, darker, drum and bass context. This is not just about making the break swing, it's about making the drop feel performed. A clean loop is fine. A loop with attitude gets rewound. So let's build an 8-bar drop section that starts recognizable, gets looser and more human, then lands in a little moment of drama, before the next phrase. First, set up your session with 3 clear zones. Drums, bass, and FX. That keeps the workflow focused and makes the arrangement easier to manage. You can keep your Amen as an audio clip, if you want the original character, or slice it to MIDI if you want maximum control. For this lesson, the advanced route is to do both. Heap the main Amen on an audio track, then slice another copy onto a drum rack for detailed programming and fills. Aim your project somewhere around 172 BPM if you want that classic old school jungle feeling. And as you build, leave yourself headroom. Around -6 dB on the master is a good place to be while you're stacking transient heavy drums and a dense bass layer. Now grab a solid Amen source or a break with a similar personality. You want something with clear kicks, snare hits, ghost notes, and enough texture that the swing feels musical rather than sterile. Drag it into the clip view and listen for the clean transient section first. Once you've got a usable source, right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For advanced DNB editing, slicing by transient is usually the best move. The 1/16 can work if the break is already tight. Once it's in the drum rack, identify the main kick, the main snare, the ghost snare fragments, hat textures, and any little tail pieces that can become fill material. That's where the magic is. Old school swing is not just a groove setting. It's selective timing. It's choosing which hits stay solid and which ones lean back a little. Now build a simple 2-bar core pattern from those slices. Keep the main snare anchor clear and recognizable. Then start nudging selected smaller hits later in time. You're not trying to wreck the groove. You're trying to create a slight drag, a bit of a human feel, like the break is leaning forward, but not rushing. A good starting point is to move ghost hits around 10 to 25 milliseconds late, and maybe pulse air ghost taps 5 to 15 milliseconds late. Keep the main snare more locked. Keep the kick a little tighter than the hats, so the break still drives. If you want to use groove pool, try a subtle swing groove, somewhere around 55 to 62% swing, with modest timing and a little velocity variation. If you prefer more control, nudge individual notes manually. That often gives a better old-school result, because the groove ends up asymmetrical. Some hits drag, some stay square, and that contrast is what keeps it interesting. Here's a really important teacher tip. Don't swing everything equally. If every hit is late, the whole thing gets lazy instead of grooving. The best jungle phrasing usually has a stable backbone and a slightly off-kilter top layer. Next, add ghost notes and answer hits. This is where the break stops sounding like a loop and starts sounding like a conversation. Add a ghost snare before the main backbeat. Drop in a hat pickup at the end of bar 1 or bar 2. Use a tiny Amen slice tail as a response after a snare. You can even duplicate a snare flam and keep it low in level so it feels more like movement than a featured hit. Think in velocities too. Main snare high, ghost notes much lower, hat somewhere in the middle. If the ghost hits are poking out too much, reduce their clip gain or lower the velocity. You want detail, not clutter. Now comes the advanced part. Automate the groove so it evolves across the 8 bars. A rewind-worthy drop should not sit still. Let the first 2 bars establish the pocket. Then slowly increase movement. Bring the ghost notes up a touch in bars 3 and 4. Open the breaks filter a little more by bars 5 and 6. Then in bars 7 and 8, create a tiny event moment, like a stop, a reverse, or a bass dropout that makes the groove slam back in. Good automation targets here are clip gain on ghost notes, an auto filter on the Amen bus, drum bus drive, and perhaps a little width only on upper break layers, not the low end. You can also automate send levels into reverb or delay on fills, but keep those moves small and intentional. A nice filter move is to start the Amen bus a bit darker, maybe with a low pass somewhere around 7 to 10 kHz, then open it to around 12 to 16 kHz as the phrase develops. That gives the sense of the groove opening up, without making the whole section feel obviously automated. On the drum bus, Add some shaping to keep the brake punchy. Drum bus is a great first stop. Use a little drive, maybe a touch of crunch, and be careful with boom if your sub is already strong. After that, a saturator with soft clip can help bring the brake forward. Use HEQ to clean up unnecessary low end, and if needed, tame any harshness in the hat range. A glue compressor can hold the layers together, but don't overdo it. A few dB of gain reduction is usually plenty. The key idea is cohesion. You want the brake to breathe, not fall apart into a pile of sample fragments. Now build your bass around the brake, not on top of it. If the drums are swinging, the bass needs to leave room. Use a sub layer that stays simple and mono, and then a mid bass or res layer for character. Operator, wave-eatable or analog all work well here. Keep the sub clean below roughly 120 Hz, and let the mid layer carry the movement and grit. Phrase the bass like it's answering the drums. If the amen hits hard on the snare, leave that space alone. Let the bass come in after ghost notes, or on the gaps between phrases. A bass line that constantly fills every pocket will flatten the swing. A bass line that converses with the break makes the whole drop feel bigger. A really effective move is to have the bass hit harder on the first beat, then pull back around the snare drag area, then answer at the end of the bar. That call and response shape is classic jungle language, and it still works hard in modern darker DNB. Now let's make the drop memorable with a rewind-style moment. At bar 7 or 8, create a little hook event. Maybe you mute the sub for a beat. Maybe you add a reverse cymbal or reverse amen slice. Maybe you briefly bloom the reverb send on a fill, then cut it suddenly. You can also use a tiny beat repeat-style stutter if you want, but sparingly. The goal is impact, not random glitching. A good rewind moment feels like the music pulls back for half a second, and then snaps back in with attitude. That little void can hit harder than adding more notes. Now, check the whole thing in context. Make sure your sub is mono. Keep the main drum energy centered. Use width on top percussion or atmospheric layers, not on your low-end foundation. If the hats get too brittle, tame them with a narrow EQ cut. If the whole break feels too clean, resist the urge to overpolish it. A bit of roughness often brings back that proper old jungle personality. And definitely test it in mono. If the swing disappears in mono, something in the balance is too dependent on stereo tricks. The groove should still read when everything gets summed down. At this point, do one of the most useful advanced moves in the whole process. Resample the best 1-bar or 2-bar moment. Route your drum bus to a new audio track. Record the strongest phrase. Then chop that resampled version into an alternate variation. Reverse one fill. Pitch one hit slightly. Use a filtered tail as a transition. This is how you turn programming decisions into actual arrangement assets. That's huge in DNB, because it gives you a second layer of identity. It's no longer just the original amen loop. It becomes your amen variation, your version of the groove. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't swing every hit equally. Keep the anchors stable and let the smaller connective hits carry the movement. Don't overload the break with too many edits. If every bar is a fill, nothing feels like a groove anymore. Don't let the bass ignore the pocket. And don't crush the drum bus so hard that the transient life disappears, because that transient snap is a big part of what makes the rewind effect work. One more coaching note. If the groove starts feeling too polished, reduce cleanliness before reducing swing. Sometimes a little dirt in the sample, a little roughness in the resampled bounce, or a slightly imperfect timing choice is exactly what brings the old-school vibe back. If you want to push this further, try layering a tiny dirt return in parallel, using saturation and filtering, so you can blend in grit without destroying the clean transient layer. Or try automation only on selected bars rather than the whole loop. The best energy changes are often the ones that sneak up on the listener. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build a 4-bar swinged amen drop phrase. Load an amen, slice it. Program a 2-bar loop with a main snare anchor and at least 4 ghost hits. Offset a few notes by 10 to 25 milliseconds. Add a bass line that leaves room around the snare hits. Automate just one thing, like the ghost note level or the drum bus filter. Then resample 1 bar and make 1 alternate fill version. Listen in mono and ask yourself one question. Does this groove make me want to hear it again? If the answer is yes, you're in the pocket. So the core lesson here is simple. Old school swing in DNB comes from selective timing, ghost note detail, and phrase level automation. Keep the amen recognizable. Let the bass answer the drum pocket. Use automation to evolve the energy across the drop and in Ableton Live 12. Slicing, groove pool, drum bus shaping, and resampling give you everything you need to make a rewind-worthy jungle-inspired drop that feels alive, heavy, and proper. Now take that formula, make it your own, and push the groove until it talks back.